Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is time for Morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So I will now allow the beautiful, amazing, magical DC Love to tell you all about her.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host, as well as being certified by the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take a while before I finally realized that it is a divine connection between Joan and myself. And she's left a door open that others have walked through. She's given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source as well. It provides me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, an author, a speaker, and a teacher, and a blog talk radio show host. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in their problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. In all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and you'll find Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that is one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information that I've learned over the years, and it's there, and I'm sharing it, and it may just be what you are looking for. Okay, now it's time to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, I did have a prayer, and all of a sudden I looked down, and it was gone. So I don't know where that went. In its place is another prayer that I guess I'm supposed to read. And this prayer is entitled, Prayer to Strengthen the Connection to God's Light. And it was written by Maggie Chula. Dear God, lift up my heart and mind into the vibration of your divine source energy. Help me stay strong and connected to your light and love while working within a world of illusions. Help me remember the illusions are only as powerful as the amount of energy I willingly give them. Let my attention not be focused on the chaos and doubt they create within my mind. Help me to instead breathe in the light of your source vibration. Help my mind center and I to focus so I feel your love and compassion flowing to me and within me. Help me share my loving vibrational energy with others. Help me remember I am safe sharing my love and light in the world. Thank you for restoring peace and calm to my mind and to my thoughts. I focus on my breathing, bringing your divine vibrational energy of light and love deeply into my body. Thank you for helping me to release tension and stress from my body. I breathe in your light and love. Thank you for strengthening my connection to your light and love. Okay, so that was a little prayer that I was guided to read. Now we have Archangel Raphael coming forward. Dear God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, please help me to exchange pain for peace. Greetings, beloved ones. It is I, Archangel Raphael, who come before you today. I am the angel of healing, as well as the supreme healer in the angelic realm. Call upon me when you are in need of physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual healing. When you do, know that I will be right by your side. Today I am honored to be present during this beautiful show, Morning with Jesus. Please be open to the miraculous healings, love and light that are with you right now. May you feel the healing presence that is bestowed upon you at this time and be open to the healing that is also available. You may see the beautiful emerald green rays that begin to surround you. Feel the omnipotent energy spread throughout every area of your life that is in need of healing. Allow this energy to continue onto every level. I would like you to join hearts with myself, Archangel Raphael, as I now take you under my wing. As this healing energy is being transmitted, please take a deep breath and set your intentions. This energy is filled with the healing you seek and is for the greatest good of all. Allow it to be absorbed as it flows through your body. It now enters the top of your head and proceeds downward throughout all your chakras, throughout your shoulders and your chest and your arms, also reaching your hands. It now enters your lower bodies and extremities, all the way down to your feet, going down into Mother Earth. Every cell of your body is now filled with this loving, healing energy. Allow it to align with the healing that you are seeking. Let go of any expectations, and please be open to this divine experience. Enjoy this loving, healing energy. Any concerns you are now having are being addressed. You will receive the answers to the questions you have. Be open to the divine guidance that you will receive. Any unused energy that has been sent will exit now through your feet and go down into Mother Earth. Feel this beautiful energy. Notice the sensations you are now feeling. Your body may tingle. It may feel warm. You may feel an overall sense of peace, but just relax and allow the energy to flow through you. You may feel a release occurring as well. Allow this healing love to permeate every fiber of your being, as above, so below. I am Archangel Raphael. Okay. Now I do have another message. Okay, let me see. Okay. Blessings. Beloved ones, I, Archangel Shamiel, come before you at this time to make you aware of the new opportunities that are coming your way. I will be with you during moments of challenge, uncertainty, and I will help you to create a life that is filled with miracles. Know that all your dreams and desires are possible. You will arrive right where you need to be, filled with enthusiasm and hope. I have been referred as the ultimate divine guide. Call upon me and all of the angels of Atlantis, as we will shine light upon all of your endeavors, helping you to become peaceful during times of transition, aligning you with love, optimism, and joy, truly transforming your life. As you focus on your physical journey, you will be illuminated and with beautiful shimmering light, helping you to remain positive and release any thoughts of anxiety. Should you need encouragement along the way, I will fill you with the frequency of love and the vibrancy of light, helping you to bravely go forth on the path ahead of you. Beloveds, embrace the person that you have become, adding your unique light to shine upon the world. The more that you focus on being of service to others, the brighter your light will shine. Visualize the life you seek. Trust and have faith as you listen to the longings of your heart. This is a great time of change for yourself as well as for the planet. Become aware of the omnipotent presence that is here to guide you. Resonate with your soul's destiny and become empowered. Consciously connect with the oneness of the universe, realizing there is no separation. Allow your vibration to radiate outward throughout the universe, bringing love and blessings for all. Envision love so divine that it has the power to transform the entire planet. Allow my presence to create a ray of hope that will help you shine throughout eternity. Beloved ones, trust your new beginnings. Live purposely and peacefully, for I am always with you. All you have to do is ask. I am Archangel Shamuel. Now we have Ginger coming in, and Ginger is so excited, she's going to start saying the F word. She said, oh, don't panic. It's not a word you can't say. Start saying the F word with me. Fantastic and flowing and fabulous, forgiving, flexible, friendly, fulfilled. Sometimes the words we leave unspoken are the most important ones of all. And Ginger is saying, please, don't be afraid to say that F word. And she wanted to stop by to remind everyone that your thoughts create your reality. So calm down that monkey mind and pay attention to what's going on, or you're going to be easily distracted. You got to remember, you're creating your reality. Make it a good one. Fill it with magic and blessings. And affirm daily that you deserve the best that life has to offer. Come on now, be bold, make a wish. Be open to all the desires that are held deep within your heart. Don't quit on me now. You're almost there. You're meant to live a life that is filled with joy and abundance. Have faith. The universe is conspiring in your favor. I want you to be strong and have courage to face any situation that comes your way. I am with you. God is with you. The angels are with you. Call upon us. And remember, if God brings you to it, he will certainly bring you through it. You've got the power. You can do this. Keep calm. The efforts that you put forth today are going to reap positive benefits. Please follow your dreams. Anything is possible. Kick back now. Take a load off. This is a sweet time, like candy to your soul. Enjoy the rest of the show, everyone. It's a great show, Morning with Jesus. Okay, Barbara, I'm giving the airwaves to you. This is Ginger speaking. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, and I'm talking away to you and thanking you and muting you, and so you don't even know I'm there. Okay, can you hear me now? Well, we lost CC there for a second. Hold on.
Hi, Barbara, I got lost. Did you hear Ginger's message? She's wondering.
Yes, I heard everything. I just had myself muted, so you didn't hear me when I was responding.
Okay, and then I got dropped off, and Ginger threw me a lifeline, and I'm back, so we're all good. So she's saying it's your turn, Barbara. The airwaves are all yours.
All right, then. We will move forward. Here is the message from Jesus for right now. Beloved ones, you always have opportunities. Sometimes you feel like you don't have the opportunities, that nothing is changing, nothing is opening, your life is just stuck. You still have opportunities. You have opportunities, for one thing, to let go of those thoughts, to let go of those beliefs, so that you can move forward, so that you can experience more. You always have opportunities. It is how life on this planet was created, so that everyone always has opportunities. Most people don't recognize their opportunities. They don't see them as opportunities. They see their lives as something that is beyond their control, something that is just happening to them. It is part of that whole victim mentality that is been taught to you over and over and over and over and over in your life, and it's still taught to you over and over and over, but you don't have to listen to it because it's not true. You are not a victim. Things are not just happening to you and there's nothing you can do about it, nothing you can do to change it, and you are completely and utterly powerless. That is not true. And it's time. It's time when people are waking up and realizing that they are more, that they can have more, that it's okay for them to decide what it is they want to do with their own life. People are accepting their responsibility. People are accepting themselves. And the more you do this, the more you allow your life to be enriched. The more you allow what you experience to feel good to you, because then you're not just someone waiting for destiny to decide what it is that you get to experience. You are the culmination of everything that you have ever experienced. but you are also the creator of what you experience now. So your past does not make these determinations about what is possible in your life unless you choose to see it that way. Open your eyes. Open your heart. Start seeing what's there. Start seeing what you want to be there. Start allowing yourself to move, to take action, to be alive in your own life. Now is the best time ever. So you don't need to wait. You don't have to put it off for another single moment. This is your life, and you really are creating it. So what are you choosing for you? You are loved. You are loved.
Okay,
that's what he wanted to share.
Awesome, that was beautiful.
All right then. We have, I'm sorry, I was looking at my studio board and it's changed. So I was like, okay, what's different? We have come to the part of the show where we will take questions from callers and normally people in the chat room, but for some reason the chat room is not opening today. And I've tried on this computer, I've tried on the Kindle, and I cannot get the chat room to open on anything. So if you are in the chat room, I am sorry, I can't see you, I can't read your messages. Please call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I don't know if there's some difficulty with Blog Talk for today, but if you call in and you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that I know you have a question and I can call on you. Otherwise, you will just get to listen. And we want you to get what it is you are looking for, you are needing out of this show. So, if you have a question, press the number 1, and we will take you in the order in which you appear on the switchboard. All right, our first caller is from area code 908.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning, ladies. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. What can we do for you?
Well, I really have, like, there's one or two questions, but I'll go with my heart is. I have, I represent authors, and I have this Gentleman's, which is a young adult fantasy book. And one, I'd like to know when there's a contract coming or when is any movement going to happen on this book. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Carolyn. This is DC.
Hi, good morning, DC. Thank you for taking the call.
Hi, honey. Well, I'm getting, you know, you're asking, like, about a time frame, and the angels are showing me that there's something that's blocking you. There's either fears or emotions, and it's sort of causing a block. Okay? So,
is it me or is it the author? Because I think it's the author. Or is it me?
Okay. I think it may be both of you. Maybe you have some, like, something, like, hidden that you're not even realizing emotionally. So you've got to detach from the outcome, okay?
Yeah.
And just
think
about something a little bit more peaceful. You know, let go of that for a little while, okay? And I did see, you know, I saw, like, a lady sitting by a typewriter, and I was wondering why I saw that. And then you called in, okay?
Ha, that's me.
Yeah, so that's what I was wondering, like, why
that's
am I seeing
cute.
This? But yeah, that is you, okay?
That's cute.
So I just, there's something that you're holding back. There's a bit of reluctancy, I guess, on your part, you know?
Yeah, you know what happened? I could tell you, and maybe I need to heal that up, which I did, but then he did some more damage. The problem was that this gentleman hurt my feelings, actually was a little unprofessional in public, not, you know, over the airwaves, where he said that literary agents don't do anything. And then all of a sudden, a month later, here's a sneak up that he went on his own. I have a contract with him. He went on his own and decided to, which he can't, and decided to get himself a publisher. And meanwhile, I'm like thinking, that's why he said this on the air. And then there's always these reasons why people, you know, behavior. And that I put that aside. He apologized, and he said, you know, he really, you know, didn't know what he was thinking. He said his guides made him do it, etc. You know, whatever. But then around 3 weeks ago, he did a little more damage, you know, where he said a couple of things, again, over the airwaves. He wants to make sure the public is hearing. Never says my name. So I'm thinking that, well, I put him aside, and I don't care where it goes kind of thing. But the book is so extraordinary, so special. And it's children will love it because it has no violence. And I love that.
Okay.
And I think that's what I do. It I do it to help people. But I think he's a little off, and I let him go in a way I'm putting him aside because, you know, he needs to deal with his own things, you know.
Right. And I did hear when you were talking about the book, I did get that it does have infinite possibilities.
Yes. A game.
Yes.
I have all these magical things in my head about this book. creative juices.
So you, a little bit of healing because there's like reoccurring patterns that are coming up, and you know,
yes.
When this gentleman, like what he was saying and he's re-saying and everything, and you know, I just, it's like a reoccurring pattern. He's saying it, you're getting hurt. He's saying something else, you're getting hurt. Okay.
Well, no, he's
so
insulting
just,
me. No, he's insulting me.
Hey,
yes,
but you know what? There's
different.
Something within you that's really, you've got to realize when someone says something, it's them, it's not you. It's really about them. So you've got
really?
To realize this, and you've got to change the pattern and figure out what it is that when, like, someone says something like that, what is, like, why is it hurting you? There's some kind of old emotional pain within, okay? And
yes.
If it's not addressed, you're just going to have, it might be someone else who's going to do the same thing. Okay? So there is an emotional healing.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me? Go ahead.
No,
I didn't hear
I'm
you.
Thinking, then I'm thinking that this person, you know, really shouldn't be in my life. That's the way I look at things.
Right. But if this person's name is, like, say his name is Bob, and so Bob won't be in your life, but there's going to be John, and John's going to pick up where Bob left off. Okay? Just ask the angels to come in, and whatever it is, like, you know, let those feelings surface and let them go, and just bless them for the power to inform, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, there's something between you and your inner child. Like, you and your inner child are fighting as well, okay? So you've got to really connect with that beautiful inner child because she feels like you haven't, you know, you sort of like, you know, you forgot about her, okay? And you've got to just, you know, connect with your inner child and everything, and that's going to help you because I just feel like, you know, like the pain has caused a little bit of confusion, you know, with this gentleman. And also you're not connecting with your inner child, okay? And just, you know, forget about him. And just, it's like I said, when they say something, it's about them. It's really not about you at all, okay? But connect with that beautiful inner child, okay? And you're going to, you know, you're going to see like the struggle between who you are and who you think you should be is going to be healed. Because you are a magnificent person, honey. Okay, and you've got to realize that. So spend some time with a beautiful inner child, mm-hmm. and you know you're going to have healing. There's going to be love. There's going to be acceptance. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful experience. Okay. But when people, like I said, when they address things like that and they say things, really, it's something going on about them. It's not about you at all. Okay.
I know. I'm very, yeah, and that's why when somebody apologizes, I do forgive them because I know it's about them. But, you know, if this is going to be a circle, you know, it's always going to be, you know, insulting.
Well, you know what, they come in
through
because there's something
to
be addressed with you too, though. There's something that needs to be addressed. I've had that myself where I had crazy people in my life. And, you know, one crazy would be another one would come in their place. There was something I really had to just connect with for myself as well. You know, but when they're saying these things, you're this, you're that, it's them that they're feeling the insecurity within themselves.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I'm very aware of that.
And just know that when you become that beautiful inner child, the struggle within is going to be over. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting,
you
know, like prayers have, you know, they're being answered. And, you know, Jesus is coming in and he's letting you know that, you know, you have unlimited potential. Okay?
Yes, I know.
And,
yeah, I know.
And the reason why he created you is because he wants, you know, he wants to know his offspring better and get to know himself through you. Okay? So he
mm-hmm.
wants,
yes.
you know, he whatever brings your heart joy. You know, seek the largest, you know, the grandest moment, you know, that you can have. Okay? And just know that, like, he is always with you. And, you know, you've got to really, like you said, focus more on you. Because I'm hearing, you know, I'm a healer, Barbara's a healer, and I'm getting that you're a healer as well.
Yeah, I've been
okay?
told that.
So
I feel it, yeah.
Heal yourself yeah. then. You've got to start with you and heal yourself, okay? Resolve whatever issues are going on. Okay, and then you're going to see, you know, the things that you consider faults are actually not faults, okay? And no matter what happened in your past, the past is not even close to what's going to come in your beautiful future, okay?
Yes, I know that. Yeah, I'm very in tune with all of that. You know, I really am. I just, I focus on what's important here, and I let all of that, those are distractions. You forgive and forget, and you move on. And that's how I always deal with it, you know, where I'm very forgiving. I give everybody 2 chances, 3 chances, 4 chances. It doesn't really matter because it's really not about how many times. It's about when
you
have to put it away. Yeah, I'm very aware
of
it.
You still have to have
boundaries,
though, hon. Boundaries. You don't have you don't have enough boundaries. Okay, you've got to be clear and honest with these people, you know, with yourself and others about your expectations, okay? And this is going to be very self-empowering. You know, you've got to stand up for yourself, you know?
I do.
And this is what helps. And others are going to respect you more, you know. And you're going to do it in a loving way. It's not going to be a harsh way, but it's going to be a loving way. But I feel within you, like, whatever has gone in the past, like, I see your heart, and I see these, like, little lines going through your heart. And, you know, as you're healing, you see all these beautiful, like, lines are just being, like, they're being, like, mended together, and they're more beautiful than ever. And what I had heard a while ago was a song, and they showed a vase, and the vase was cracked here and there and stuff, and they filled it all in with beautiful gold, and it looked totally amazing. And your heart is getting healed as well. But any kind of faults that you had, you know, perceived faults, they're really gonna help you to go forward into the future. Okay, you have been wounded in your life. You know, you've gone through challenges. Okay, but just remember again, you are this beautiful, powerful healer. Okay, and you have, I can feel the energy. It's like really like, it's there, and it's like, you know, wanting to, you know, come out and, you know, to help yourself and help others. So start with you, whatever you're, you know, whenever in your life is, you know, needed in healings, please start to feel that, okay?
Thank you.
And you're going to see how, you know, everything is going to be so much different. But you have, you know, you have the power to make all your dreams come true. You've got to slow down a little bit. Think about something peaceful when you think about this situation, because it really does knock you off track, okay? So just, you know, let that go is what I'm getting, okay?
No, I just, I let it go. I let it go. I just brought it back. You know, it's been a month, you know, and I have, you know, there's a contract here, and it's coming up.
Right.
So I'm actually thinking if I should renew it or not. You know, but I believe, you know, this is all about that book. You know, so I represent the book. You know, the author I also represent. But the thing is, I do help them. You know, I do help. He's not the only one. I help many authors because they have their own. You know, they come with baggage. But the baggage, you know, comes through not in the writing. It comes through kind of the background, you know, and, you know, communication. So it's really, and that's what my job is. It's all about communication, you know, it's all about creating. And I live in a very peaceful kind of, you know, space, you know, because I need, you know, I have so many things going on that I
approach. Right. And when you said that, my dog Ginger said, you're living in a peaceful state of space, but there's a storm going on in your head. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, I have a lot of responsibilities and I need to come. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have it all come together, get rid of that struggle, okay? And
yeah,
like I said, make a date with that inner child, and that's really going to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's
yeah.
a struggle between inner child, hon. And Ginger's saying there's no need to worry, Carolyn. You're a money magnet, okay? But I'm
it hasn't come yet. It hasn't come yet. It's coming.
I don't know if you're going to take this in the right way, but Ginger and the angels are saying don't be surprised if you go in a different direction. You actually
mm-hmm.
may change directions in regard to career.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be something really exciting coming for you. Okay, you have these beautiful
yes.
leadership qualities, and
yes.
you're capable of unlimited success. So, you know, you may
yes.
be just, you know, guided into a different direction, Carolyn. And I'm going to turn you now over to Barbara.
Thank you.
Hi, Carolyn.
Yes.
Okay. You had called before, I think it was
yes.
in the spring, and we had actually talked, and I had told you that I was going to write a book, and you had told me to connect with you, and we were going to do this, and then I moved, and then I moved again.
Oh,
and
yes.
anyway,
mm-hmm.
I have this group that I'm a part of, and I told them, okay, I'm going to write my book, and I'm going to connect with Carolyn, and this is going to flow. And then I couldn't find your number. So about 3 weeks ago, I started telling my guidance, okay, bring me Carolyn. So I'm wondering if this man really was guided to do what he did to push
yes.
you to the point where
three
you would
ago.
Call back in.
Well, guess what? I spoke with you, ladies 2 days ago. As well, but maybe it didn't ring a bell about the book because I asked a question on other things that I'm doing, other projects. So it had a
okay.
I also set up, which this was a question 2 days ago or 3 days ago, that I set up live events, spiritual live events,
mm-hmm.
and it was one particular venue that I was interested in. So this is, I never brought up any books. So that's why I promote people, and I set up events, and I have to do many other things as well. They're coming. They're all coming. They're all in my head.
Right.
So, but this is all interconnection where I set up events, and then I promote the authors, you know, because they also have other skills other than writing. They're public speakers, inspirational speakers, very spiritual, which I love this group, and that's who I want to represent, a lot of spiritual people. There'll be other people as well along the way, but right now, I want to empower those, bring those voices that will make a difference in the world, and then just go across the world, you know, and introduce them. So it's really about helping people, you know, and
yes.
those people that need to come and listen are just the right people, you know. So I want to, you know, what's going on in the world right now, it's so dark, I want to bring some light with friends, including
exactly.
books. So great, this is so beautiful. I remember you very well. I do. I never forget people, and never forget conversations. So,
awesome.
Yes, so this is meant to be. You got one of
it
my
is.
Numbers now. And by the way, I called
yes,
in
I
another
did.
Number, the house line. So
I know.
Cool.
I looked at that when you said
yes.
your name was Carolyn. I was like, Carolyn just called, but the number was different, and I was thinking maybe it's a different Carolyn, but the voice was the same, and I was thinking,
yes,
my name. Listening something, and then when you started talking about the book, I was like, this is Carolyn, you know.
That's awesome.
That's a beautiful story. You should put that in your book. Beautiful.
Well,
maybe Carolyn,
you
so like Barbara, myself, and all these people, do you ever do like a summit and just, you know,
yes.
introduce everybody like in the summit way, you know?
Guess what?
And
guess
then from there to do...
Right. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm setting up events because I tried this before, but I got the wrong people. But now, and I needed a break from that episode. So now what I'm doing in 2017 is in the fall, I'm setting up events. Right now I have New Jersey, but I want to go to Florida. I want to go to California. I'm bringing it to England. So what I'm doing is I'm setting up, right now I have these British authors, and one is a non-author, but he's spiritual, he's a medium. So I'm bringing them to the Princeton University Seminary. Right now I have these things going on in Princeton, but I want to set up multiple, you know, events. It doesn't have to be just this state. I could work from anywhere, set up an event, you know, in a very beautiful environment and summit, and that's exactly what I want to do next year. Hold on,
you could bring people from right from your own home. You could just bring one.
Yes. So next year we're all going to England and France.
Wow.
Because I have a musician in France that want to bring them to the right place. He's a wonderful talent. I got the goosebumps. I feel like I know him from another lifetime. And I also want to bring him along, because not only do I put up these events, like, okay, speaking, I'm bringing music, because I love music. Music actually brings so much love to people. So for the audience, I want to bring the music. So I have a violinist coming, and because they can't fit a piano, but I want to have both. I want to have, sometime in the future, like a mini orchestra. So in between breaks, we have that beautiful music, you know. So it's going to be elegant. It's going to be a great, like, cozy gathering, you know. Nothing cold, you know, nothing boring. It's just going to be sparkling love. That's what I want to bring to the world. So if you ladies want to do that, where do you both live? Where do you live in?
Barbara's in Oklahoma, and I'm in – yeah, she's in Oklahoma, and I'm in Pennsylvania.
Hello, you're my neighbor. I'm in New Jersey.
See that?
That's so cool. Yeah, and guess what? I'm going to set up an event in New Hope in the fall. I'm waiting for a call from a venue. In New Hope, it's like an old historical estate, but they turned it into a hotel, and it turned it into a mini hotel and an inn kind of thing, and I'm going to try to set up something there. So who knows? Who knows this fall, if you're coming? Would you like to do that? Is that what you want to do that? That's so funny. We could talk.
It is. Yeah.
We could talk. I'm a talker. We could talk. And I love to organize things. I love to help people. I love making people happy, because that makes me happy. You know, it's a circle of life, you know.
Well, so here is your message from Jesus. So now you know why that nice man was creating havoc for you to push you to call. Because
nice.
I asked for you to come
nice.
Back.
Yes. Beautiful. He is nice. You know, otherwise it wouldn't be in my life. He's just like
that.
You know, if you ladies could only catch this element that I have, his energy, a little jealousy. If you could catch that in him. I caught that in him like a couple of months ago. About, I think, everything that I'm doing, he wants to do. But, you know, and then he feels mad. I think this is where I'm very good with energy. He feels like mad that he can't have it. But, you know, the way he goes at it, you can, you know, the word jealousy does not work. You know, that emotion, that behavior, it never works.
Yeah.
It blocks you, as you well, we all know, right? So I do believe that there is an element that comes back to him. Sometimes it's just beautiful. He could give me the most beautiful, you know, have the most beautiful conversations. But I feel it. I feel there's something wrong. I start feeling there's something wrong with this relationship. And then, I don't know, I just, on my own, I just felt it. You know, I might be wrong, but I felt it.
Okay, well, let's see what Jesus wants to say about everything we've talked about. Okay, here we go. My beloved one, you are gifted, and you know this. And we encourage you to continue to do the things that you are guided to do. And know that we will bring people into your life that will be for your highest good. And sometimes those people for your highest good will do little things to challenge you in a way, to nudge you, to get you to wonder about your own self. This is part of you building up more and more of the trust that you have. You know what is right. Even with this person, you knew what was right. But now you also know that there were other things working along with him to get you to where you are right in this moment. So it was all a gift. Even though in the moment you might have felt some betrayal, some frustration, some anger even. But it all led you to this, to now, to your recognizing you have the ability to do so much. And you are expanding in that ability. You know you're a healer. And you are. It is one of the reasons why you have such empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of your whole energy field, your whole way of being. And we want you to send love to anyone you're thinking, no, this person has this problem or this person has that problem. We want you to start sending them love. To just set aside a little time every day and just send them love. And if you want to get a lovely little container and write their name on a slip of paper and put it in the container and then hold the container and send love to everyone in that container, that will work beautifully. That is the healing energy within you going to the people who need it. Because that's what love is. So we encourage you to do that every day. And you can pick whatever time of the day you like. And we're only asking that you spend like 5 minutes. We're not saying to sit and hold them for hours on end or anything like that. Just a little bit of love every day. And make sure you put your own name in the container as well. Because you deserve love too. This is part of your evolution, your growth. You are this beautiful, brightly shining light. And more people are going to be seeing that beautiful light coming from you. And you are going to be able to do more and more things, even things that other people will tell you are impossible. You will do them.
Yes.
That is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing and no one can stop you. So embrace yourself. Embrace the love within you. And shine that light forth as you share that love with the world. You are love. Okay.
Wow, that was beautiful. I'm so happy. That was so beautiful. I just love it. You know, it's all in divine order, you know, taking care of business, right? Not business. Taking care of these little matters and then moving on, you know, progressing and stuff. So I thank you so much, you know, because I feel really healed and at peace, you know, even with that gentleman, you know, let's let it go.
Yeah.
Like that song, Let It Go.
Yeah, because he was doing what he needed to do to make you make this call so that I could get your number and I
Yay.
Am going to connect with you.
And the same, likewise, to the other lady as well, EJ. So
okay.
If you'd like to come in contact with me, please share. You know, it's all about,
I
understand what I'm doing. It's going to be all about word of mouth. So here we are, you know. So I thank you so much.
Well, we thank you and have yourself a wonderful, magical, incredible day. Okay. And
you as well, lady. You as well. Thank you so much. This was beautiful. I really needed this.
I will talk to you soon.
We'll talk soon. All righty. Thank you so much, Ray. Thank you for the time. You're very generous for the time. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 208. Hi, who's this? Area code 208. Are you there?
Oh, hello. Yes.
Hi.
This is Gloria. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Gloria. Yes. What can we do for you today?
Hi, Dizzy. Missy, I've talked to you before. Hi. I'm just wondering if you see any trips coming up for us this summer. We are wanting to go on a cruise, but we're not sure about my husband's health. So do you see anything coming up for us this summer?
Okay. What I'm getting from the angels is good news is going to be coming your way. And I'm getting health and emotions are both improving. Okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, you and your husband, your family, try to maintain a very positive attitude, hon. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Getting, you know, it is a possibility, but you've really got to have that, you know, that positive attitude. And just, you know, breathe and, you know, allow yourself to feel good and relaxed, both of you. And then, you know, at times when you breathe, just say thank you. So I'm getting, you know, it is a possibility, but a lot of it depends on you. Okay?
On me? Okay.
On the two of you, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But any kind of obstacles that were in your way, I sort of see them like they're being removed. You're going to overcome all these obstacles, okay? And it's beautiful. There's something new and exciting that's coming your way. Okay, so... You know, just feel the amazing and exciting time that is coming towards you. There's, you know, new beginnings, and you've got to have faith because I feel like you're worrying a little bit too much.
Yeah, I am.
There's a little bit of worry going on.
He has a scan coming up on Friday, and we're just worried about that, you know, because he does have cancer and stuff, so we don't know what it's going to, you know, bring us. So,
okay,
he's just
give it, like I said, you know, give it to God and the angels and have faith, okay? I mean, you've got to do that, okay? And just, you know, just see him as well. Mm-hmm. He's over, he's this, okay? And God respects our free will choices concerning our health. So, you know, choose to be healed, you know? And just... Ask Archangel Raphael, the healing angels, to come in. He, you know, and be a companion in healing for your husband, okay? You and your husband invite him in and allow him to come in and help, okay? And, you know, when you believe and you have that belief, you know, then the healing is going to occur.
Okay.
It may take a little bit of time, but I'm getting the word healing, okay?
Okay. All right. Good.
And I'm getting, you know, the miracles. Archangel Raphael, okay? And a cure from God. So you've, I heard the word miracle, cure from God. And have you ever said, you know, the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven?
Yes.
When you say that, you know, you know, in heaven there is no sickness, correct?
Right.
So on earth, you know, you're claiming there's no sickness. I don't have any sickness. Archangel Raphael is with you, and your husband just, you know, claimed, you know, there is no sickness in heaven, so there is no sickness for me. Okay?
Okay.
And just remember that love is the answer to all of your questions, okay? I see you surrounded by God. There's Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels. Just give it, you know, give the situation to them, and, you know, just let go because you're holding on to the sickness so tightly, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Open your arms. Let it go. Oh, you don't want this anymore. And and I'm getting, you know, as you pray for love to heal your situation, the more that you pray, like you said, God is sending more and more angels by your side, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, this is going to be beautiful. You've got to have faith. And as well, this is really a magical time for you, and you are manifesting so much at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, say thank you to heaven, and, you know, whatever your desire is, you know, you know, talk about that desire and be grateful because you are continuously receiving support, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and I heard the word, like the word summer, so I'm getting, you know, that you've got to really, you know, you've got to really have faith and give God and the angels everything, because what I'm seeing is, like, this is a magical time for you, but you're failing to see it. Your life is so hectic right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really, you're not even seeing the opportunities that are around you.
Right.
Okay, so you've got to make a little bit more time to just, like, you know, sit in quiet and just be grateful. You know, maybe get out a little bit, if you guys can get out and just sit outside a little bit, okay? And that's when you get the messages, you know, from the God and the angels, even the fairies. When you're out in, when you're out in nature, it seems like everything is amplified, okay?
Yeah.
So just can
we
get
outside,
you know,
on the patio and
Yes. And that's really, really going to help you, is what I'm being shown.
Okay,
and just please keep continually expressing gratitude. You know, gratitude for all the blessings that you have and all the blessings that are coming. Okay? Just keep saying thank you. So appreciate, you know, where you are now in this moment, and appreciate that, you know, all that, you know, has been given to you. And start releasing, like, everything that does not, like, serve your highest best and your husband's highest best. Okay? And just give, you know, give thank you to our Creator. But I am getting, you know, that everything, like you said, I am feeling that it's going to be fine, but you've got to really, you know, you've got to believe that. And this is a time that you've got to really nurture yourself as well, hon. Okay? Because I'm getting that, you know, your energy is, like, sort of, like, low and everything, and you're, there's so much worry within you, okay? Okay, so you're putting so much like into what's going to happen in the future, you're forgetting about you right now, okay? Okay, so the angels are saying they want to play this little game with you. It's called Let's Pretend Game. And they're saying if you, you know, instantly had enough time, enough money, you know, to really just do something for you right now. This is just all about you, you know. What would you do just for you right now?
What would I do? I would probably could go to one of these retreats, a spiritual retreat.
Okay, well, you know, give that to the angels. Give that to the angels.
Okay.
And it may surprisingly, you know, manifest for you where you find that you're going to have the time and it's actually going to fit into your budget, okay?
Okay, great.
And just in the meantime, whatever you can do, keep nurturing yourself, hon, okay?
All right, okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God.
Thank you, Dizzy.
Okay, I'm here. I was
Hi.
Rewriting the Lord's Prayer. Hi. Okay, let's see what Jesus has to say for you. Here we go. My beloved, you deserve more. In some ways, you've created a life that's small but feels safe. And we want you to start recognizing that you deserve more. And the one that you have chosen to spend your life with, he deserves more too. Ill health is not required. It's not ever required. It's a matter of letting go. Letting go of the beliefs that create ill health. Letting go of the limitations that you've placed on your life. It's all about letting go. And we want you to let go. We want you to start creating what you truly desire. Start seeing yourself on that ocean liner, on that cruise, having a wonderful time. Start seeing him in perfect health. And we know that what we're asking you is to completely and totally let go of what you've been taught and what doctors have said and what you've experienced. And you're right, that is what we're asking of you.
But we're not asking you to do it alone. We're sending to you now a host of angels who are going to help you to start letting go. Letting go of the limitations. Letting go of any need to have less. Any need to be alone. Any need to be sad. Letting go of all of those beliefs that have been holding you back from fully living and embracing your life. These beautiful angels are working on you right now as we are speaking, clearing you of things that are coming up so that you can move forward in your life in joy, so that you can experience the happiness that the Creator wants you to experience. It's there for you. Don't turn it down. Accept it. Say thank you. Value it. You deserve it. Your life is changing, and it's changing in ways that you will enjoy greatly. Embrace these changes and open up to loving yourself. You deserve it. You really do deserve it. You deserve it. We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, that's what I wanted to tell you.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. It was beautiful.
You are welcome. And remember, the angels are working with you. So
okay.
You guys start focusing on what you want. You know, pick out that cruise and decide where you want to go. See yourself doing the, okay. I'm seeing a Congo line on the ship. I don't even know if they do that, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you. I so appreciate that.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
God bless you both.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And I want to remind callers, if you have a question or you want to hear a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that the symbol will appear on my studio board. Ah, good. You press 1. Now we're going to the caller from area code 478. Hi, who's this?
My name is John.
Hello, John. What can we do for you today?
I was sitting this morning, and I was reading my Bible, come across the passage that is held in my heart deeply. My father, he spoke to me once when I was a boy. He told me the world will be in ruin. Your heart will be crushed and your spirit will be broken. I read the passage and it said to me, beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, for they are as ravening wolves. I look for the things that bring out the hatred in people and the pain. But I notice when you speak, when you tell me of these stories that you get from Christ, why do you not relay the message of the belief itself?
Okay, so you're asking why we don't relay the message of the belief itself, or?
Christ says, no man will speak through me. No man will enter through me. For I am the way to heaven and the only way.
Okay.
And John, what is it that you're afraid of? What is it about the way we deliver the messages from Jesus that scares you? Because Jesus is coming through us, and he's telling you personally, John, I love you. He sees that you're worried, and he's saying there's no need to worry. Okay, what is it that is bothering?
I worry because for the souls that roam this earth with no hope. Let me set things straight. Those who go to hell deserve it. Do you understand that? No one is worthy of the glory of God.
God is an all-forgiving and loving God, and I believe that, that the way that, like your beliefs about, people being condemned and everything, God is an all-loving God. And, you get to, go in front of God, and it's one-on-one between you and God. I don't myself believe in hell the way that you believe in hell. I don't believe in it.
Now do you imagine hell?
I don't believe that, John, because we've connected with people that have passed over, they've crossed over, and they said they sat with Jesus, and they were able to see every connection they had with the person, and they got to see how you made that person feel. If in fact, that interaction was peaceful, you got to feel it. If you hurt someone, you hurt them deeply, you hurt, like whatever you did, you feel that as well. And that's what I believe, that when when it's your time, you sit with Jesus and you get to see how you interacted with everyone.
It is not the flames of hell that make it so horrible, you are correct. It's the absence of love. Now, I believe in hell just as much as I believe in heaven. But when I study the Bible, when I read it daily, when I pray daily, constantly, without ceasing, I come across things that strike my interest and give me more belief, and then things that make me question those who say they believe. For Jesus is the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost shall enter you, and you shall be saved if you call upon the name of the Lord. But those who turn away and claim false idols, and claim false prophets, and bow down before the spirits that come and speak to the dead, they practice black magic. They practice dark magic. For the darkness hides the light.
Yeah, John, we don't practice any dark magic. We're here. We connect with Jesus. We connect with Mother Mary, and we're all part of this great big whole. So there's the divine is within us. That Holy Spirit, Jesus, He's within you. All you have to go, you sit quietly and go within. He's within all of us.
You must accept God.
Everybody has the ability. Everybody has the ability to connect with Jesus. All you have to do is sit quietly and ask Him to come in. Invite Him into your heart. And that has nothing to do with black magic.
But you claim to speak with the dead, no?
We do. We do. We speak to people that have, gone to the other side. I've been to heaven twice myself. And I've seen my brother-in-law there. I've seen my godmother. And, I've seen, heaven is beautiful. It's all love, and there's nobody judging anybody. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Lucifer,
and I started
to tell
Jesus when a good friend, her son-in-law, had third-stage cancer. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just started to channel messages from Jesus, and I would give them to them every day.
Lucifer will come to you in the vision of your loved ones. Lucifer will come to you in the things that you desire, in the temptation.
We're thankful, that you're listening to the show. We hope that it has helped you, and we invite you to listen in. Thank you, and you have a blessed day, sir.
John, I have a message for you from Jesus, if you are willing to hear it. Are you willing to hear it?
I speak to Jesus constantly.
Does that mean you don't want to hear what He wants to say through me or not?
I will hear what you have to say, yes.
Okay. And here is what Jesus wants to share with you. My beloved, I want you to understand that life is not about judging. It's not about judging other people. It's not about judging yourself. When you are coming from judgment, you are not coming from love. You are not coming from the truth within you. There is nothing that anyone can ever do, no matter how horrendous it would be, that would make God stop loving them. absolutely nothing. And that love that God has is unconditional. And God is within each and every one of you. God is within everything. And so if God sends someone to hell, then God is sending God to hell. And God doesn't want to go there. So the hell that is created by people is created by their own beliefs. It is created in their own imaginations. And some people, once they die, hang on to those beliefs and experience that hell that they believed in. But eventually they realize that it's not real and they let it go. But that is their choice. God does not condemn ever, no matter what you do. God does not condemn. And people do not have to do things in a particular way in order to get to heaven. Heaven is home. It is where everybody goes. It is where everybody comes from. It is an eternal place of being in that unconditional love. We understand that you are reading the Bible and that you are taking these lessons quite literally. And we ask that you spend more time in meditation, in actually connecting with the unconditional love that is within you, which is God, and asking how you can change your life. Because you're not here to save anyone else. They don't need to be saved. You are not here to redeem the unrighteous. There's nothing for them to be redeemed from. You are here to experience the love within you and to share that love with others. You are not required to do anything else. You get to decide what is right for you. You have free will, and the only one you are responsible for is you. The Creator created everything in existence. So trust that the Creator can take care of everything and take that weight off of your own shoulders. I am here for you. You know this. And what I share is the unconditional love. So let go of everything else. Okay, that's what he wanted to say. I hope that helps.
May I read you something, please?
If you just want to read to me a passage from the Bible that proves that you have to do something in particular in order to have your life, whatever it is that you believe you have to have your life, no, not really. That's not really where I go. But thank you for asking, and thank you for calling. All right, DC, we are finished with our show for today. Yay! And we will be off next Tuesday.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope everyone has a beautiful... Just, please just, you know, go within whenever you need guidance. Everything you have is within there. You know, God is there. I just, oh my gosh, when I sit and sometimes I'm in like a little bit of, you know, a mood that I'm not like perky or whatever. I mean, like last Tuesday and stuff, I got the crazy message about Google and stuff. So I feel bad for people, you know, that they have such a fear, because when you're in that state of fear like that, it's hard, you know?
Yes, it is. But they hopefully will come through it, if not in this lifetime, in one of the others. If you believe in multiple lifetimes, and if you don't believe in
multiple lifetimes,
that's fine.
No, we're all forgiven. I mean, there's, you know... And the thing is, all you have to do, like I said, you know, you do get to see how your interactions went with others. I've gotten that from multiple people that, you know, they just sat and they just saw how they connected with people and how people felt. You know, you got to feel every interaction you had with people. And it wasn't God judging you. It was you feeling, you know, everything. So I just have a hard time with people that, you know, that believe, you know, like you're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell, you know. It's a hard thing. And that's a hard thing to really, you know, grasp. And the thing, too, like when he wants to read from the Bible, which version, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they were created by man. And what I had heard is like 10% of what's in that Bible is true. Then the rest is not. It was made, you know, it's man's stories, you know, so. But I prefer to live, you know, like in a place of love, not have that fear, you know, and it's just a more peaceful existence. And we know our God is a loving God.
Yes, definitely. And everybody is on their own path, their own journey, and some people make a choice about using the Bible
right.
as part of their journey, and that's absolutely fine.
And that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. If that's what resonates, please continue doing that. But I personally feel like we're not here to judge anybody.
Yes, and I think that's an important part of our...
And I got together because, yeah, I mean, we don't ask, you know, like, what religion are you, you know, or, you know, what do you do for a living? We just ask, you know, what's your problem? How can we help, you know?
Exactly. And we do appreciate every caller.
So.
We don't want anyone to feel that we don't appreciate you. But this isn't a place for you to, you know, share readings from the Bible. That's not where we are. But we appreciate
right.
that that's where you are. All right. So we are going to say goodbye for today. We will be back on Tuesday. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. And we will talk again then. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.